Mbambira Kambiwa has been watching Malawi grow rapidly.
There's massive urbanization whereby cities, the cities that are there, are expanding in both size and then also in terms of the social economic activities that happen within the cities.
According to UN Habitat, the East African country is one of the fastest urbanizing countries in the world, with an annual urban growth rate higher than 5%. As cities grow in size and population, the amount and kind of waste produced has increased and changed. Part of Kambiwa's job as community development specialist for the United States Forest Service International Program in Malawi is working with communities to find ways to properly manage waste.
I can help engage the communities that I work with in managing the waste, some of which they've been used to, some of which are more traditional in the sense, but most of which are new because of the massive urbanization and also new activities getting in because of the different, different goods, services that do come with economic development and economic growth.
With that goal in mind, Kambiwa traveled more than 8,400 miles from Malawi to the U.S. Forest Service Northern Research Station in Rhinelander to learn an additional tool to help.
Include the stem in the stem envelope that you have.
This is the second year the Northern Research Station has hosted the International Phyto Academy, a week-long hands-on class that teaches Forest Service partners around the world how to use plants to help manage waste that ranges from landfills to mining sites.
Phytoremediation has been around for decades. In the late 80s, early 90s, it kind of became known as a bona fide science. But really, for all of humanity, people have been using plants and trees to clean contaminated environments.
That's Ron Zalesny. He's a supervisory research plant geneticist at the Northern Research Station. He and his colleagues have refined a specific method called phytorecurrent selection, which was endorsed by the United Nations as a good practice in 2023.
It is adaptable enough so that folks from around the world can use phytorecurrent selection to choose what species of trees and perhaps what varieties of trees to use for their particular projects.
Liz Rogers is a U.S. Forest Service Pathways intern and PhD candidate at the University of Missouri. She's been working with Zalesny since 2016 on various phytoremediation projects and is helping teach the Phyto Academy. Rogers says while there's been published peer-reviewed manuscripts on these methods, that can't replace the hands-on experience people are getting through this course.
It's not reaching practitioners in the way that it could be. And so events like this, training academies in which we have people come in and we give them hands-on experience, we bring them to our phytoremediation field sites. It's totally different being in the field, being able to do the techniques hands-on versus reading about it in a paper or in a textbook.
On the last full day of the academy, the participants are in the Northern Research Station lab handling hybrid poplar and hybrid willow trees that the Forest Service has found work well for phytoremediation. Everyone gets their own set of seedlings to measure, count roots and leaves, and measure the spad, or greenness, of the leaves.
This process that people are being exposed to, that are getting experience with it on the ground, hands-on right now, is a process that was developed back in 2003 by Ron Zalesny and his team at the time in order to select from these hundreds of varieties of trees which ones are the best for cleaning up contaminated environments.
4.2.
This is Semnio Nakupa's second time coming to the Phyto Academy. He's from Togo and works for the U.S. Forest Service International Program in the Democratic Republic of Congo in West Africa. Nakupa wants to use phytoremediation to help clean up mining waste that has created human health concerns and ecological issues.
Congo is one of the countries in the world where there are many resources underground.
He said after the first Phyto Academy, he struggled to find the resources and tools to implement the techniques like the Forest Service does in the U.S. But this second time around has made him realize he doesn't necessarily need all the scientific tools to get started.
Now, I can imagine when I'm going back on my nursery, I can start up implementing or propagating saplings that have abilities to phytoremediate some pollutant, exceptionally copper, and also sulfate mercury as a contaminant from the soil.
Both Nyakupa and Kambiwa believe phytoremediation will be a great tool to be used in conjunction with the other work they're doing to help communities in DRC and Malawi to manage waste. Zalesny says that's an important factor in this work. Phytoremediation isn't usually the only solution to pollution.
Might not be the be-all, end-all, but it's a vital component in how we can solve environmental challenges. And so it's a very good complement to traditional approaches. But why phytoremediation is so valued is because it's a nature-based solution, so it's very sustainable.
This year, 13 people from 6 different countries participated in the Phyto Academy. Zalesny hopes to see the program continue to grow. For WXBR's The Stream, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.